call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Late Night with Benny Love. I'm your host, Benny Love, a.k.a. the Chief Love Officer, your CLO Red. It is such a pleasure to be back with you again. You know one thing, I can absolutely know that I'm truly in love with you guys. I'm so in love. When I wake up and I know I can come to the studio and have a conversation with you and share with you all night, it makes me feel all so good and so warm inside. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to BashaniRadio.com or you can download the free app in the App Store for iPhones and Android. That's Bashani Radio app. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle, baby. You want to leave me a comment, just go over to BashaniRadio.com and click on the Late Night with Benny Love tab, and I'll surely get back to you. I may even talk about you on the show, right? Let me tell you something, New York State was feeling it real hot tonight, boy. It was a real beautiful day today. And it just feels so good that I get to share it with you. On tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about 7 things that you can do to stay in love. And some of y'all might ask, why 7? Well, it's 7 days in a week, right? So I figure I'll give you one tip, one love tip, one for each day, right? And, you know, my goal is to make sure that you stay in love, because love is what this world needs at this moment. Regardless of what's going on outside, and I'm with you, we stand in solidarity with you over here at Bashani Radio. Keep doing what you're doing. We're here for you. But sometimes you want to just get away, and I just want to talk about love. I want to take you someplace that you may not be able to go during the day. You know, and all the news, all you're hearing is about, you know, who hates who and who's doing what. And I want to take you somewhere and let you go inside and escape just for a moment. If only for a moment, that's all that really matters, right? All right. So we're going to start off this conversation. 7 things that you can do to stay in love with the person you're already in love with. All right? Here we go. Number 1. People who are in love make it their point to really connect with each other. See, here's what I've learned about love. When you really in a deep connection with the person you in love with, you can feel it. You don't even have to say it. You can feel it, right? And it's that feeling and that connection, you would know, like it's unexplainable. But what I do know, one great tip is those who manage to stay deeply in love are fully present when they're alone with each other. They block everything out. It just becomes them too. All right? See, a lot of times we get with a person and we start taking them for granted. And we start doing a whole lot of other things during the time that you're supposed to be giving that time to each other, right? So if you learn to stay present in the moment, that'll keep your love on fire. You hear me? Really connect with each other. Number 2, you got to keep your expectations in check, right? When you're together for a long time, it's not uncommon to feel a little bored, right? But you got to be able to communicate what you're feeling. You know, if he's not doing the things he did when you first started off, you might have to remind him of the things he did to get you. right? Absolutely. Or if she's not doing the things that she used to do, you might have to remind her of how she got you there and how she got your attention and how she kept your attention. Because a lot of times, the longer you with people, the more you tend to take them for granted. And people don't realize a lot of times taking people for granted, you know, can make you lose sight of what you really have, right? So I want you to always, always learn to communicate what your true feelings are. Because the more you learn to communicate what your true feelings are, the more your expectations will be in check for each other. Number three, you gotta show appreciation for each other. You know what I've learned a lot of times, that, you know, it's the small things that really matter. See, like when I'm in love with somebody, I go and do the things that I don't wait for a holiday to happen. I don't wait for a birthday to happen. I'll do something on a Tuesday that has nothing to do with anything. Why? Because I've learned that when you learn, show appreciation for the other person, eventually it's going to come back, or you're going to see that person may be not really into you and showing you appreciation. And then that's the time to have a conversation. When you're not showing each other appreciation, you need to have a conversation so that your communication stays on point. All right. You must learn. It's the small things. I don't care if it's a card. I don't care if it's flowers. You don't need a special day to let somebody know that they're special. You know, I don't care if it's picking up the phone and say, "Hey, I love you." And that's all I want to say. Or, you know, you send the roses or a box of roses, a box of chocolates, whatever you get, you can find that, you know, that person will feel special. That's showing appreciation. It doesn't take a person. You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have to have a lot of anything. You just got to have a little time and a little effort, because I really appreciate that. You know, why do I have to wait for a birthday for something special to happen? Why can't it be in the middle of the week? Well, I don't even know what the hell going on, right? Number four, you got to keep adventurous. Go do things that, you know, me personally, I love to dance. So I want a woman that every now and then, that at the minimum, you know, she'll go out dancing with me. I don't care if she can't even dance. Let's do the damn thing, or whatever she do. She loves to travel. I'll go to places I probably don't want to go, but I'll go. You know why? Because I want to show her that we can have adventures together. You know what I mean? I don't care if it's a walk in the park, or we play a little golf and she can't play. That's A-okay. But it's about having adventures and new times and special times with each other. All right? That's number four. Number five. You got to remember, each of you have a life of your own. And you can't forget that. Okay? You got to be able to do things independently of each other. See, what happens, I find a lot of times that people get into relationships, right? And when they get into these relationships, one becomes stronger than the other. That person might been on their hustle real strong, but the other person comes along and then they're not as focused because they're focused on the other person. You see what I'm saying? So I've definitely learned that you should never ever lose your identity. Never lose who you are, because of the moment you begin to lose who you are, you can't possibly give it to somebody else. You can't possibly be that person. You can't possibly be that one that somebody absolutely loves and adore if you have lost yourself. What I've learned, I think the most important lesson I've learned, is that the moment you can make love to yourself, be one with yourself, be independent of yourself, is the moment that you can truly have a great relationship with somebody else. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, makes a lot of sense. All right. Number six, keep it light and playful. You know what I mean? There is nothing wrong with being silly. I'm straight silly. You know, people hear me on the radio and they think I'm just laid back and whatever, but I'm telling you, I can get my silly on, okay? I may not show it to the world, but for that special person, you would be like, who in the world are you, man? But I can get my sexy on. I may have the sexiest voice in the world, but I could tell you, I can get my silly on. But very few get to see that size, because I believe that that's something very special. You know what I mean? So never, ever, ever forget to keep it light and keep it playful. Because you will begin to realize that in doing so, you will be able to take it to a whole nother level. And you get to see that that part that other people don't get to see. And everything don't always have to be so super serious, right? I tell you, man. And number 7, find little ways to keep the relationship moving forward each day. All right. Here's what I know. Working on a relationship, it's a everyday thing. It's not a one-time thing. It's not a routine thing. It's a everyday thing. You got to be respectful. You got to be kind. You got to be thoughtful. You got to keep things flirty and fun, but always keep your word and be there for your partner. All right. Consistency and reliability is also the key. Because here's what I know. Every day ain't gonna be a sunny day. There gonna be some rainy days, right? There gonna be some hurricanes. There gonna be some earthquakes. There gonna be some things in there that you be like, oh my goodness, what just happened here? But here's what you can be absolutely sure of, ladies and gentlemen. And that is, if you learn to keep your relationship moving forward each day, you'll be able to take love to places you never thought it can be. You'll get to experience love in a way that it just does it for you. It takes your whole thing to a whole nother level. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what I absolutely love about it. Being able to be that individual who can take love somewhere else and make that person feel like they're supposed to feel. You hear what I'm saying? Because if you really, really deep in love with that individual, you will find ways to make that relationship grow and explode into a feeling that you can never, ever replace. All right? So let me go back and just give you a summary. 1, always connect with each other. Make it a point to always connect with each other. 2, keep your expectations in check. Know what you expect and know what they expect. 3, appreciation for each other. That right there is absolutely wonderful when you can learn to appreciate each other. 4, have adventures. Do things that you never did before with that person, and don't do it with other people. Just do it with that person. That way you can always have those memories of how wonderful and how powerful it was, right? Please do. You got to have a life of your own. You got to have your independence. There's got to be times when you just want to do you. You know what I mean? Whatever that business is, whatever that idea, whatever that dream is, you got to learn to be you and keep your identity. You can keep your identity and still have an awesome relationship with somebody else. I can promise you that. But you got to have a life of your own so you don't forget who you are. Because when it's all said and done, you came to this earth alone and you will leave alone. All right? So never forget the independent. Never forget your own identity. 6, keep it light and playful. By keeping it light and playful, you know, sometimes you just need to be silly. And like I'm telling you, if you had the honor to see the other side of me, you'll see that boy is so silly as he want to be. You may not know it because I come off serious, whether I'm in business or whether I'm on Late Night with Benny Love. It might not come off that, but I can tell you this. I got a silly part that you would never, ever possibly imagine, okay? And number 7, you got to keep the relationship moving forward. You can't allow the relationship to not move forward. You understand? Because what happens if you allow the relationship to move forward, you will find yourself in a position that don't allow you to be who you are. Right? So you got to keep the relationship moving forward. I hope these 7 things will help you and your relationship grow. Okay? Let me give you my summary about love. You know, love is the most intense emotion that we have. You know, they say the only thing that's more intense than love is hate. Right? But hate can take you to a place that's not authentically you. But love can take you to a place that's authentically you. Because I can tell you one thing, people always say, you know, Benny Love, what can we do to make this world a better place? And I always like to tell them this. We got to learn to love each other. We really, really do. All right? Because here's what love does. Love takes away all judgments. Love takes away all concerns about that individual. Love puts you in a place of giving and not expecting. Love will find an unconditional way to put you in a mindset that allows you to be you. And that's what I think is so important, ladies and gentlemen. You got to find yourself in a way that makes you feel good about you and the ones you cross. And here's what I absolutely know, that when you find love, when you give love, it'll always come back to you. See, sometimes the people you give love to don't necessarily give it back to you. And then out of nowhere, someone will show up and give you exactly what you want, but it might not be in the package you thought it was going to be in. And you got to be open to that, right? Because God has a way of putting people in our lives you least expect. You know, sometimes you think it's supposed to look like this. You think it's supposed to dress like that. You think it's supposed to be that. And you find out that it's not. Right? But then you have the opportunity and the choice to move forward or run away and go back to all the things you thought was supposed to be. You know what I mean? See, here's one thing I've known. You never know who you're going to fall in love with. Right? Because if we did, we'll be able to plan for it. But because we don't know who we're going to fall in love with, we got to be open to it. See, a lot of times women and men don't find love simply because they're expecting it to look like a certain package. Oh my goodness, he's got to have a 6-pack. Oh my goodness, she's got to have a big butt. She's got to be light skin or dark skin or all of these things. And then you find out that I know some beautiful women in this world that are just as lonely as they ever want to be. Why? Because they think it's about them. They think that it's all about them. And I know some handsome dudes, you know what I mean? That are just as unhappy and lonely as they can be, but they got all the looks, but they ain't got nothing inside. Why? Because they think it's about them. See, here's what I know, ladies and gentlemen. Love is about what you can give, not what you can get. If you get into a relationship and everything is a tit for tat, are you really there, or are you just fronting like you're there? All right? You should be able to move honestly. You should be able to move in such a way that shows the true you and shows who you are. Okay? When I enter relationship, I don't enter relationship based on what I can get. I enter relationship based on what I can give. Why? Because all I ever want from that person is to be treated the same way. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. So if many of you out there will learn to enter relationship in a way that you find what matters most to you, and you find what matters most to them, you will find out that you're not far away from what matters most to both of you, right? But you got to give love a chance. And I think a lot of people don't give love a chance. You know, we too busy trying to figure out what the perfect man looks like. We too busy trying to figure out what the perfect woman looks like. You know what I mean? You got to remember, if you've been in a lot of relationships, there's only one common denominator, right? And that common denominator is you. So before you go into the next relationship, you might want to look in the mirror. You want to ask yourself, what is it about me that I can't keep a good man, or I can't keep the right man? You know what I mean? Is it because I'm only focused on the sex? Or is it only I'm focused on the looks? Or am I that shallow? I find a lot of men and women are very shallow when it comes to relationships. They're looking for Mr. Super Fine Guy, and then they wonder why the relationship don't work the moment y'all have to actually communicate. Why? Because it was never about love. It was only about lust. And lust is only good for a night, a weekend, maybe even 30 days. But after a while, that gets old. Then you look for somebody that you can really connect. Somebody that you can communicate with. If you can't communicate with the individual, you will find very, very quickly that this relationship is going nowhere. Because, see, beauty is only skin deep. You got it? So after you take up all your makeup, you take all the stuff you put on that morning, and then you wake up in the morning, hopefully you can have a conversation. And a lot of times people don't have a conversation. You know why? Because they never can communicate. And why? Because they was never connected. Chemistry is everything. You know what I mean? It's just, it makes a whole nother level when you can't have a conversation about your feelings. Don't allow yourself to ever be lost. Always know who you are, but at the same time, always have respect for who they are. And when you guys come together, here's what I absolutely know. It will be an experience that you can never forget. You can't even explain it. Because see, when you're truly in love, it can't be explained. You just know what it is. You just know it's all about you two. There's a heightened chemistry. You'll be able to feel that person when they're thinking about you. They'll be able to feel you when you think. I call it energy connection. All right. That's when you know you really, really connecting with me. And you know, going from that individual and then going to the next level, right? So I want you to take a little time, if you're not in a relationship, and step back and say, how can I be a better me? What's the type of person I want to be in a relationship with? And you have to become that person first before you go seek that person. Does that make sense? I hope it does, you know. I'm not an expert of anything. I'm only here to share with you what I feel, what I've experienced, and hopefully in somewhere in this conversation, you're able to connect and be, find something special in your life. You know what I mean? Because here's what I absolutely know, ladies and gentlemen. The moment love walks into your life, the moment love finds your heart, the moment that you get filled with the energy of love, your whole entire life will change. All you'll think about is that person. All you'll feel about that person when you get around, the butterflies come through. And you be like, damn, I don't know what it is about you, but I just wake up in the morning and you're all I need in my life. Right? So you go from that point. Man, I hope you really enjoy this episode, because guess what? I really enjoyed this episode. I love you from the bottom of my heart. I promise you. You are special. You are wonderful. And you are appreciated. And all I ask you to do is just be you. Be who you are, and that person will be attracted to you. They will come into your life. All right? And then go from that point. I'm your host, Benny Love, the CLO, Concierge of Love, and I hope this episode did something for you. I hope that somewhere in this conversation you heard something that will move you, because that's my whole entire purpose for doing this show. I hope that I can help you find the love you've been looking for, right? You know what I mean? I've been a long time, but love is love. And I hope that's what you're looking for. All right? Until next time, join me over at BashaniRadio.com or download the app for the iPhone or Android. We'll love to have you part of our team and join over 2 million listeners who have downloaded the app to their phones and get all these hot episodes. Or you can go and listen online at BashaniRadio.com. That's BashaniRadio.com. Oh, damn, I tell you, every time it comes time for me to leave, I feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to leave you. I love being here with you. I love connecting with you. I love communicating with you. And I hope you love me back. All right? Oh, I promise you, it's so hard to get out of this chair. Only because I wish I could just stay with you here every single day. But until next time we meet on the next episode, know this. I love you, and I love you from my heart and soul. And I hope you love me back, right? If you have a question, go over to BashaniRadio.com and leave me a message. Email me. Let me know how you feel. Maybe you got something you want me to answer, and I'll do that. Maybe you want to come on this show and rock, maybe, right? If you can handle it, I'm here for you, baby. All right? Until next time, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Benny Love, baby, right here on BashaniRadio.com. Let's get it, baby.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie-down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here. Even coronavirus can't keep us apart, because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio App. Always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom. You heard?